grab a front row seat to the Untold Stories as we talk about how to live life on your terms. You're officially part of the inner circle. Welcome to Courtside with Courtney. And don't worry, I comped your ticket. Welcome back to another episode of Courtside with Courtney. If there is one thing about me, it is that I can slay a positive mindset. I can make the grimmest, worst situation. I can take that and give you what the silver lining is from that situation. In pretty much any scenario, I can find something positive and find a lesson or something to learn from, something to grow from. And I think that it is a huge reason that I am where I am in life today. And after this episode, so will you. So my last episode, you guys requested if I could dive more into positivity and reframing things and how I have this mindset or how you can attain and learn to have this mindset. And I wanted to do an entire episode with you guys for you about this today. This will be a little bit shorter because it's a solo and I really want to just pack it full of value. So I'm not going to drone on and on forever. At least I'll try not to. You guys know me, but I want to make sure that I'm adding a lot of value here for you. The key here is that this isn't necessarily a mindset that you're either born with or you're not born with. I 100% believe that you can learn this mindset and adapt it and use it as something that can create the life that you want from wherever you are. Your mindset genuinely determines your life, the direction of your life, the success of your life, the tone of your life, the energy that you bring to a room. So much of that is directly correlated to your mindset, your self-talk, and the way that you see life in the world. If you have a heartbreak, if you're going through something that is really heartbreaking, like an actual romantic breakup, learn from it. What are the lessons? Recognize that this wasn't your person, and what are the lessons that you can learn from that? If you lose someone, as shitty as it is, I have been there many times, what was the positive? Like, how can I reframe that? And I'll give you an example, because I'm not just talking out of my ass on this one. Like, you guys know, if you've listened to probably any episodes of my podcast, I talk about it a lot here and on socials. My dad died 6 years ago. And would I give anything to have my dad back? For sure. Do I wish my dad was still here? Obviously, 100%. However, he's not, and that's totally out of my control. I can completely reframe the way that I view the loss of my dad, and I have two options. Option one, poor me. This is terrible. This is the worst. Everyone else has a dad and I don't, and I miss him and it's awful and all those things. And I can fully choose to spiral in those moments. And don't get me wrong, I still cry about it to this day. I miss my dad every day. So it's not about that, but it's about the mindset and the lack of control that I have over that situation, learning how to harness that and flip my mindset so that I don't A, have victim mentality, B, end up in other situations playing into your own downfall on things. So with my dad, I have chosen over time, and that's not something, it's not a mindset that you attain right away, right? Like, it does take time to get to this place in a genuine way. But I have now come to learn that a lot of people have shitty dads. A lot of people have dads that weren't there, weren't present, weren't kind, didn't show them the love that they needed and deserved. I feel like God has shown me that time and time again, that so many people just were dealt a hand where they didn't get a great dad. And so I use that information to give me perspective. And I use that information to say, I'm so grateful. So a lot of victim mentality can be met and combated with gratitude. And so I choose to look at that information with gratitude and perspective and say, I'm so grateful that I had the dad that I had for the amount of time I had it. Because if the information in my brain is now a lot of people don't get great dads, then I had 30 years with the great dad, 30 years. That's a lot of time that built me in many ways into the person that I am. And by the way, so did his loss. But that really built me, and I'm grateful for it. So rather than focusing, it's where your attention, where your focus goes, everything flows, right? It's like the attention can be on loss, death, despair, hate, sad, like jealous, all those things, or the attention can be on gratitude, evolution, positivity, learn from this experience, right? For me, it's not, this is the worst thing that ever happened to me. It's, of course I wish my dad was here. And so do not ever get that twisted. And if you've listened to me for more than 5 seconds, you know that. However, his loss built me into who I am. It's helped me connect with you guys. It's allowed me, so this isn't, again, to say I wouldn't take it back if I could, but that's not my call. So I only thing I can do is choose to look at the situation and view it differently. That's all I get. That's the only choice I have to affect my mindset, because my mindset, good or bad, won't bring him back. But I can choose to honor his memory in a better way that he would have liked more if I change my perspective. I got a great dad for 30 years. I now get to connect with you guys who maybe have lost someone and act as, I hope, a positive influence or have a positive impact or a guiding impact in some capacity for those of you guys who have lost someone, to say, you'll be okay on the other side of this, even though it's brutal, you'll be okay. And I can choose to look at it that way, or I can choose to live in sad despair. And those are really the only options you get. And thus is life. In so many other categories, you can look at someone, it's all about mindset. You can look at someone that has what you want and you have two choices from that. I can look at somebody that has what I want, that has accomplished something major that I'm looking to accomplish, and I don't yet have those things. And I can say, wow, this person has, and obviously people do start life with different advantages. I'm not saying that there aren't people that are far more privileged than others. Just talking about your mindset. There are things that I could say where I could say, you know what, this person has this, but of course they do. They grew up this way and they had this and they got that. And of course it worked out for them. And I'm never going to have that because I don't know. Or I can choose to look at that situation and say, wow, thank you. Again, gratitude for showing me this is possible. There's no ceiling here. And if there's no ceiling here for you, there's no ceiling here for me. If you can do that, I can do what I want too. Like my dream can become a reality because your dream became a reality. And that could be something like you want to have a brand in retail one day. You want to have a brand in Ulta. You should look at me and instead of being like, man, well, you must've had it easy because da 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 da. It should be, okay, I'm going to create not the same thing, but I'm going to create my version and my vision. And I can go and do that because Courtney used to wander around Ulta when she was little and manifest this and think of ideas in her head. And she stuck to that vision and the integrity behind that creativity and not looking to the left or the right or any of that. And she found the right partners and worked her ass off and did this and look where she got. Or you can say, I'm never going to have that. And you do. And fuck you. And I'm miserable. And the mindset is everything, and it will determine where you end up. I'll give you a material example, because obviously material things are just that. They're material things that virtually can be considered worthless. Like that isn't how you should determine or define your happiness in any way. So obviously I'm not insinuating that, but this is just a really tangible, like easy material example. You see a girl walking around with a Chanel bag. You have $0. I was in high school. I had absolutely no money to buy a designer bag. I did spend my $40 at Ulta though, but I had no money to buy a designer bag. I saw girls in school wearing them and blah, blah, blah. And it was, you know what? My dad was like, no, I'm not going to get that for you. You want to go work your ass off. Go work for it. You want to get it? Go get it. And in many ways that built me because I wasn't handed things. And it wasn't like I had the privilege of having parents that were deeply supportive of me and successful. And so I got to witness what that success looked like, but I wasn't just given things, right? And so I acknowledge the level of privilege that I have in even witnessing that, but that goes two ways. Cause sometimes when you're given things, you don't go and work for them. And so my dad, which used to annoy the shit out of me, but at the time, right, my dad was like, no, I'm not just going to give you this. If you want it, go work for it. And I think in a lot of ways that inspired me. And then from that point on, I saw someone have something material, relationship, something that I wanted. And it was, okay, let me do the work to get that. Whether that's let me work hard and I can buy that. Or let me do the self-work and analyze so that I can attract the right person. So it's, let me figure out how I can get my version of that instead of you have that and that's so unfair and I'm never going to have that and I'm miserable and I suck. And it's like you mentally spiral like that and you might as well just give up now. So if you have a negative mindset, you can reframe things. I'll give you another example. You're driving in your car and you get in a fender bender. It's Monday morning. Somebody rear ends you. You can choose to get out of your car and be like, what the fuck? Like, it's Monday morning. What are you doing? Where are you going? Like, you hit my car. This is the worst day ever. Like, you can fully just choose to spiral or you can reframe it. First of all, I have no idea what this person's going through. Maybe they just got the worst news of their life and they're super stressed out. Give people grace and compassion. Also, I have a car. I'm blessed. I'm not really hurt. I'm okay. I'm blessed. Gratitude, like practicing gratitude and learning, training your mind to reframe things and be like less of a brat about situations will honestly help you go so far. I feel like, it makes me feel like so old saying this, but I feel like so many people my age and younger have a really fucking entitled attitude. And it's like, if you show up entitled, like everything is owed to you, it won't work. Like shit just doesn't work that way. Because when you come from this like bratty entitled place, the universe like doesn't reward that. I don't know how else to phrase it, but it's like, you're not going to get where you want to go that way. And you're going to eventually be miserable because when everything doesn't go your way, you take one little brick out of the Jenga thing and the whole tower crashes. But when you are genuinely built on confidence and a positive mindset and being rooted and grounded in who you are and gratitude, you can pretty much flip any situation and find a way to draw a lesson out or make something positive. But this isn't something that all of a sudden you wake up and just have. This wasn't something that I woke up and had. This was through much adversity. Like I joke about being bullied in middle school and I could sit here and be like, I was bullied in middle school and it was terrible. And I went home crying and I did. All that is true. And I became really fucking funny from it. And I became stronger and I became cooler, genuinely. And I became more confident because I learned not to derive my confidence in A, what other people thought, or B, the way that I physically looked and presented. Again, doesn't mean that I don't care how I look and want to be presented in a way that I like, that I feel like is aesthetic. But it means I don't derive my value from what you think or how I look on a daily basis, which is why I come on stories looking glam to the gods, or I come on looking beat as fuck because like bad beat, not good beat. But because I don't care. Like that isn't how I drive my value. It's the same thing I taught Kinsley in preschool. Your opinion of me doesn't change my opinion of me. But that's because I went through some shit. That's because I was bullied and people were mean to me. But again, I could choose to feel bad for myself and remain a victim, or I can choose to pick the lessons, pick that thread and like keep pulling it out and make that into something else cooler and better and greater, right? And the reality is karma hits the people that do shit like that. So don't worry about it. Where do you think the people are that bullied me in middle school? Still doing the same shit, I can promise. All following me on Instagram, that's for damn sure. But at the end of the day, it's like you can choose to view something and even the darkest situations, and that's why I say don't take this lightly, because I'm using the examples of divorce and death and abuse and all these situations and say, what can I learn here? What's the lesson? How can I grow? How can I become stronger and better and faster and more evolved and more interesting and more funny and more grounded? How can I become a better version of myself today than I was yesterday? And it is through perspective and deriving that from shitty, bad, hard, disheartening, uncomfortable, sad situations. You can either choose to get lost in the despair of that, or you can choose to rise from the ashes. And those are really only the two options that you get. So every day you can wake up and you get to pick one. Make sure that you're choosing the right one because it will determine the course of your life. Just as important as what goes on in your mind is the atmosphere you surround yourself with in your physical presence as well. What does that look like? Who am I following on social media? Am I following people that portray shitty messages that I don't believe? Am I following people that make me feel bad? Am I following people who I hate watch, that I don't enjoy? I have control over what I have control over. And so take the power of that and use it and clean things up and refine things and be really specific about the physical atmosphere you put yourself in, whether that is in your present life, your real life in the present with your friends, with your family, with your work environment, or it's in the digital presence that we have within our phones and who am I talking to and hearing from and following and all that on socials. Pay attention to who you surround yourself with because it matters. I've said this once, but I will say it again. What you consume consumes you. If you surround yourself with people, whether it's on social media or in your real life, who are negative, who have no mindset for growth, who aren't successful and don't care to be, want to wallow in it and complain about it, who play the victim, who never evolve, who complain constantly, who don't support and lift you up, you will be right there with them. You will be you are no better than the company that you, it's the weakest link thing, right? Like you are no better than the company that you surround yourself with. I am proud to be friends with every person that I am friends with. I don't need to explain them. I have been guilty of explaining people I've had like little situations or with or whatever, like dated casually. It's like, oh, but they, but if I need to explain you, you're out. That's where I'm at right now. If your presence precedes me and I can't, and I, oh no, I got to explain, you know, this really isn't what it, fuck that, you're out. The same for your friends. Oh, I know she says that she doesn't like me. Well, she doesn't mean she doesn't like me. Like, fuck that, she's out. Like, if someone isn't showing up for you and isn't showing up for themselves and living in a way that you co-sign on, essentially condone, they shouldn't really be around like that. Obviously, friendships and relationships are more complicated. You could have friends you've had for 100 years. And maybe you're not going to fully cut them out, but you distance them significantly from your life. At the end of the day, it's not only about your mindset and how you frame things or reframe things in your head. It is also about the physical world you live in, the world you live in digitally, and everything. Those parts all have to work together to create the best, most positive version of your life. But if you can train your brain to think that way, you can pretty much do anything you want. There's some, what's the crazy statistic? We use like 10% of our brain or something outrageously low. If you can imagine the power of your mind, if you can train it to think that you're unstoppable, you are. If you can train it to think that you can do anything, it does not mean that you won't fail. It doesn't mean you won't hurt or get hurt or hurt someone. It doesn't mean that you won't have life happen. But you need to learn to view life happening for you, not to you. Because when you sit and tell life and everyone and your relationships and your friends and yourself that you are the victim, you will always be the victim and you will never accomplish anything. And I know somebody is going to hate this. And if you hate this, it's because I'm talking to you. If you want to sit around and feel bad for yourself all the time, you will always be a loser. I'm sorry that I have to say it that harshly, but I think somebody needs to hear that. If you learn to reframe yourself and your situation, not the day somebody dies, not the day you get broken up with, not the day you lose your job, but at some point after that, when you've healed and grieved and gone through it, learn to reframe that. Find the lessons. What could I have done better? What could I have done differently in the loss of a relationship or a friendship or a job? What can I take away from this? If you can learn to evolve and grow, you will become such a stronger, better, happier, healthier version of yourself. Learn to take feedback. The key there is you have to have people in your life who you trust to give you the feedback. So if you're surrounded by shitty people, their feedback is also going to be convoluted, shitty advice. And they're not going to be coming from a genuine place. They don't want to see you win. that's not somebody whose advice you take. Somebody coming from a genuine place of love for you and want and desire to see you grow and evolve can give you advice that you might not love to hear, or a perspective or an opinion that you might not love to hear. And you should be able to take that and consume it, because it's coming from love and someone that you trust, and learn and grow from that experience. You can learn to master these things. Who do I have around me? Checklist. Let me cut the fat. What am I viewing and watching and consuming? Let me cut the fat. What am I watching on TV, by the way? I don't love watching TV shows with like cheating and fucked up shit like that. For me, I know that puts my mind in a bad place. I don't consume it. Abuse. I don't consume it. I don't like to watch that. I've experienced that. I don't want to watch it. I'm good. I've learned from it. I've grown from it, but I choose not to consume it on a daily basis. So go down this checklist, and then my mindset when I wake up, what am I telling myself? Ugh, it's Tuesday. Like, I was going to walk today. I can't walk. It's fucking raining outside. And of course, that's my luck. It's not raining. And I get there and there's no parking spot. And like, oh, I never find a parking spot. And I hate my outfit today. And I look like shit. And I look at her like, that girl looks pretty. I bet she is happy in her life. And like, stop doing that. Because what are you doing? You are mentally creating your own reality. And the reality that you're creating is not a place you want to live. And if the reality that you're creating in your head is not a place you want to live, if what's going on in your mind, the stories you tell yourself, the words you speak to yourself, if those are not places that you want to live, you shouldn't be saying it, because you're speaking it into existence. If you think about what's going on in your mind as a movie that has not yet been made, but it's going to get made, do you want to live in the world that you are speaking into existence? And if you don't, you should go back to the beginning of this episode and listen to it again. Listen to it 5 times if you have to. Because you are speaking your own existence into reality, I promise. So be careful, be mindful, be vigilant about the story, the script that you are writing in your head. Because one day it will be on the big screen. And you're either going to love the fucking movie that you signed up for, and you're going to get out your popcorn, and you're going to get your slushy, and you're going to be sitting there next to your soulmate, holding their hand, watching this movie, or you're going to be sitting there miserable, alone, in an outfit you hate, with the hair you hate, with the fucking attitude that you hate, and you're going to be the same as the day that you wrote the script for the movie that you're now watching on the screen. So be very mindful of what's going on in here, because I promise it will one day be in your reality out here. I'm going to leave that there, you guys. Make sure that you are creating a movie that you want to watch. And the people in the movie are people that you want to watch on screen. Who are you becoming on an everyday basis? Because it matters, and you can decide that. I'll also leave you with an affirmation. Per usual, I have not thought of this one in advance. Honestly, or pretty much, if you guys could see the cards I read off of, it's like 4 points. That's it. And then we just kind of wing it around here, okay? The affirmation for today is going to be, I am currently creating the reality that I will one day live in. And I will make sure it is damn good. That is your mantra, I guess you could say, for today. I love you guys. This has been fun. I hope you found value in this. If you love this episode and you want to hear more episodes like this, please leave a review. Subscribe to the podcast. It really helps out. Everybody counts. Like, every person that subscribes and downloads the episode, it really means a lot to us. So thank you guys so much for being here and supporting. You know where to find me. I'll see you in my next episode. Love you. Bye.